Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
Coming up on the show today, a Pat request, dogs are barking, and penny loafers. It's coming up in just a minute.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
You could pop up in WWE tomorrow. Would Saraya be there or would Paige be there?
Paige, 100%.
So when you're setting up Logan Paul to frog splash you through the announce table, it's going through your mind.
This should make every headline in the world.
It makes sense, right? In Jelly Roll.
We knew we had that kind of a moment.
Mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Too much sun, your skin is orange, and that tramp stamp's begun to fade. You're in denial about your age, got your tubes tied with Medicaid, and you'll go down, 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 down with false teeth. Now let you bang a cougar. You're in a twerk, but you're afraid you'll plead. You've already earned your AARPs. Now would you bang a cougar? I swear to God I would.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I've got a request.
Oh, he's got a request.
Patty G.
Oh.
Our keys.
We didn't hear too many songs from you yesterday.
Oh, I was hurting yesterday. I had a shoulder issue. Very distracted.
Really?
Today I feel good.
Okay. Well, you'll need your guitar.
Okay, here it is.
The request is for a song about the sacular area.
I got about seven. Narrow it down.
The
sacular area.
We like to use scientific terms. Of the male... genitalia.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Talk about his balls.
The scrotum.
Thank you.
Very much. The mailbag. The nutcase.
Yeah. Very good.
Would you like to hear it?
Home of the guy goo.
Yeah. There we go.
All right. You know, it is about my balls, Chrissy, and you know, I got a pimple on my balls.
Hey.
I saw it in the bathroom stall. I went to take a piss. I said, "What the hell is this? I got a pimple on my balls." It was at the bottom of my sack, all hiding by my crack. You must check yourself for lumps or bumps, both big and small. I got a pimple on my balls. How did it get the hell down there, nestled in my pubic hair? It is quite a spectacle, Christy. A pustule on my testicles. Should I leave it, should I pop? Will this acne ever stop? I used to get them on my face, oh, but never such a place like a pimple on my balls. Girls get bumps on their vagina, where they shave to make it shine. Pimples on their naughty bits. Some get zits on the tips of their nose. I got you.
Yeah,
I got a pimple on my balls.
Hey, be great.
I check my satchel every fall. I do a self-examination that leads to masturbation. I got a pimple on my balls. Pop, pop, pop.
Ah, yes. And what accent was that again?
Mildly Latino.
Really?
Oh, okay. I mix about five countries so no one gets hurt.
Okay, very good. That,
do you guys
by the way,
get pimples down there?
That's a request from Todd for his son.
Oh,
who was a junior in high school.
That's
his favorite new song.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd, for taking the time and trouble to write. And It sounds like you got a son with a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Let's pass the letter reading baton back to Chick McGee.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I am glad to see that Chick and Josh resolved whatever beef kept them out of being in the studio together for 2 weeks. Next time, pistols at dawn. We considered that. Will someone please tell Mr. Ivy League that the phrase is all of a sudden, not all the sudden. It irritates me.
What?
It's all of a sudden, not all the sudden. She says you say all the sudden instead of all of a sudden. I don't recall. So many things that irritate me. It's hard to pick out one. But
In fact, I would say suddenly is really the way to go.
Certainly.
Yeah.
The impact of
did you like that song? That song. Suddenly last summer. Remember that one?
Yes.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Suddenly Seymour? Isn't that from?
That's from Little Shop. Yeah.
That's a goodie.
And lastly,
wasn't Suddenly last summer a movie, old movie or something?
Based on a Tennessee Williams play, yeah.
And they turned it into a...
But yeah, is it the Motel?
Yeah. Great song.
Great song. I love it.
So, I'm sorry, so what does our writer say it's supposed to be? It's
Martha Davis?
All of
you say all the sudden. All the sudden. She says it's all of a sudden.
I just assumed you were saying it quickly. All of a sudden.
I've never heard
all of a sudden.
We tease you a lot, but I didn't
In fact, so, it's even kind of all a sudden.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, we can't ask for windbags.
Why don't you get back to Thailand and let us read the letters?
Vietnam.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Take the ammo out of your pockets.
Yeah, well, you're dressed kind of like Rod with the emu. What's that guy's name?
Rod Hull.
Yeah. Isn't that sort of Rod Hull?
Yes, you do look like Rod Hull. We need a picture of Rod Hull and Christie's.
And by the way, for those of you unfamiliar with the show, sadly, Mr. Hull is gone.
Yes.
But if you get a chance, go
That's
on YouTube.
Show,
and Rod Hull had this emu puppet.
It is so funny.
Wonderful. In a world where nothing seems to be funny, it's hilarious.
I always liked him. And
single second is a
home
run.
And I liked that hideous Madam puppet.
Madam, yes. Yeah, that was funny.
Oh,
yeah.
He was in here.
He was in the studio.
Yes. With Madam?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And he
yes.
was, I'll tell you what, it was called Waylon and Madam.
Yeah.
He was
Waylon Flowers.
One of the nicest guys.
Just
he
a
was
sweetheart.
He was making off the air. He was making really dark jokes about some stuff.
Yeah.
That I cannot say.
The timing
lady,
of when he was here was
it was, but he was great. But.
Oh, that's cool.
And what I loved about that was there was no pretending that the lips weren't moving, or that it wasn't there's sticks and God, he was great. But you know me, I love all puppets. Mm-hmm. So.
I remember him doing something on, I forget which show I caught him on, but he has Madam and she's on his arm and she's rocking up and down, and what are you doing, Madam? And she goes, I'm watching this girl act. They were watching a porn, of course. Dear Bob and Tom Show, the roots of My Dogs Are Barking is finally revealed.
Oh, yeah, I'd never heard that expression. And then I did.
And we were shocked by that.
It's a cartoonist, yeah. Right? From the
It means your feet hurt? Is
yes.
That right?
Okay.
This is from D. Scott. D. period Scott in Holdridge, Nebraska. My dogs are barking is a colloquial expression fairly prevalent throughout the English-speaking world, and my feet are aching and tired. The expression dates from 1920. Dogs has been both British and U.S. slang for feet since the early 20th century. In the American case, not known why dogs were associated with feet, but in the British case, probably derived from rhyming slang. Dogs, meat, feet. I don't understand that. The theory that Americans adopted this meaning after hearing British immigrants using it remains unproven. My Dogs Are Barking has been known and used in both the UK and the US since about 1920. In 1958, the US brand of comfort shoes, Hush Puppies, inspired by the expression, My Dogs Are Barking, because...
Oh, it hushes the puppy.
Yeah, it hushes the puppy.
I've always wondered why they called it
Hush well, Puppy.
Wow.
How about that?
That explains it.
There it is.
Well, certainly good to know.
Crystal clear.
Did you ever have those loafers that you would, obviously, penny loafers.
Penny loafers.
Where you would put the penny in?
Bass that, regions.
I would absolutely. I had a pair. Yes.
Has that disappeared forever?
No. They're, in fact...
With the penny?
The bass wheat. Well, the penny loafer was big this fall.
I want to say I put a dime in mine.
Oh, yours.
I don't lie, but I
first
did.
Class.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you have bass regions?
I don't know. I don't remember. But I that does remind me. We have a story. Maybe we could squeeze this in.
But they're slip-ons. You don't wear slip-on shoes.
No. Do you have...
Would you wear a slip-on shoe with a footy?
What?
You know what a footy is.
No.
It's like a no-show...
No-show sock?
Sock for your foot.
No.
You've never heard of a footy?
Come on, Tom.
I have those. I don't care for those. They scoot back on my heel.
You got to get the right one.
Yeah, you got to get the right.
Socks for years.
Bombas make a nice product.
It was glorious.
Oh, you prefer no socks?
Yeah, I can't do it anymore.
Didn't your shoes at one point, because you'd done that for so long, get a little gummy on the inside?
Yeah, but it didn't matter.
Yeah,
the smell of the bar, the vomit, the booze, and the cigarette smoke in the bar. No one could smell anything anyway. We have a really cool story about quarters. Christy, did I give that
about
to you?
Quarters.
The coin?
Yeah. Well, do you remember the setup on this is, I forget what year it was. It wasn't that long ago. Every state over a period of time got to do their own the coinage for the quarter.
And you got the map, and you would collect the coins, and you would stick it on the map.
And each state had a specific
thing. Ooh, Montana, that kind of thing.
The Onion had South Dakota debating whether they should put Mount Rushmore on quarter.
Of course, there's...
what the hell else would it be? Yeah.
The so-called pooping horse quarter, a coin honoring the state of Wyoming, could be worth more than 25 cents. According to the Cowboy State Daily, the coin was the result of a printing error that caused the backside of the bucking horse to appear to be defecating.
Wow.
In 2017, one of the Wyoming state quarters sold for $2,115.
Wow.
A record price for that issue from the Mile High Collection.
So I guess a handful of them had something go weird in the stamping process.
Yep. Oh,
There it is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that could
be
anything.
Man, you got to really be part of a tale. Look at that.
Yeah. Yes. But... it's a thing.
Yeah.
We're looking at a photograph of it.
All right.
Yeah, I don't really see it.
Would you pay $2,000 for that?
Somebody would.
No, but I don't collect coins.
Yeah, me either.
Ever dime?
I have a, do you have the dime that has FDR sharding in the pool?
Dude, I haven't seen
one
of those.
When he was in hot springs, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. My great-grandmother had that framed on her wall.
The greatest American that ever lived. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
This is the so-called pooping quarter is the state quarter of Wyoming.
Wyoming, yes.
Okay. Pooping horse is the lazy cousin of Crazy Horse. The great indigenous leader, Crazy Horse.
Uh-huh.
His cousin, just like any population.
Sure.
You could be a Chinese. You've always got that one lazy cousin. You know, the guy that really never gets a gig and ends up staying over a lot, steals your pot. You know what I'm talking about, Josh. Pooping horse. Once again, Crazy Horse's lazy cousin.
Pooping horse.
Dear Bob and Tom Show.
Did you ever get that Lincoln Petty where he's got the erection?
No, and I've heard tell.
I bet you Abraham Lincoln was indeed hung.
Must have
He had to have been.
Right? Tall guy.
You can't look at his hands.
I don't think you can be that tall and not just have a Pringles can down there.
Right?
Maybe
Mary
like
Todd
chopstick.
Wasn't so crazy after all. You know.
Maybe that's what drove her nuts.
Yeah.
He had that gangly look, so he might have had a gangly ween.
Well, he did have the high voice, though. Isn't there a correspondence between a deep voice and a well-hung gent?
No, that...
Asol.
Yes?
Thank you.
I am the President of the United States of America.
That was a pretty good, pretty damn good movie.
Yeah, very good.
There's another one on Netflix. His son directed it, I guess. I forget. Anemone or whatever
the hell. That looks unwatchable.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
It looks joyless.
But you know... I thought that about Phantom Thread, and I started. I was transfixed for 2 hours.
Anybody watching The Madison?
No, I keep walking by the TV, and
I'd like to.
Someone has it on.
The girls are watching it.
Did you start it?
I did last night. Yeah,
good.
I'm not going to say anything.
The photography looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Russell has the greatest head of hair of any man his age on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I'd like to see that. Looks nice.
Hey, Josh.
A lot of trout fishing.
Tom noticed Kurt Russell's hair.
Of course he did.
Yeah, man, he likes the hair.
Well, it's because I would rather watch that than listen to the crappy dialogue and the stupid storyline. Oh, sorry.
Back you said you didn't watch it. You just walked by.
I walked by long enough to hear the terrible writing.
Ah, you are so judgmental.
Yeah, you stick to your guns, that's Tom. The problem with American culture. Not enough people are.
Christy, you poo-pooed it just now subtly.
I did not poo-poo it.
You said it looks good, and I know what that
nice.
Means.
It looks nice.
Yeah.
Dear that Bob means... and Tom Show, William here from Boring, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
There's a real place. I don't know if Tom has heard the phrase, but I'm sure this he needs to hear it more often. William says his father used to tell him this all the time. You're talking out your ass because your mouth knows better.
wait a minute.
You're talking out your ass because your mouth knows better.
I like that.
Okay.
Love the show, Will.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oregon.
And Boring, Oregon.
Boring Oregon.
That's oh, right. We got a correction here. That reminds because we had that list of unusual city names and town names.
Yeah, I still have it.
And there was, what was it, Spit Shooter?
Spit
or no,
Shooter.
No, Dick Shooter.
Yeah, Dick Shooter
Dick
in
Shooter,
Idaho. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This comes to us from Joshua. Nope, no, it doesn't. Sorry.
He's got a nice tree, though.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. This isn't the show that goes out.
This is a rehearsal.
Right. This is a rehearsal show.
Joshua wrote, I didn't mean to read this one. He wrote, I went to see Willie at the Starved Rock Lodge. Willie tore it up.
Oh, good.
He goes, I'll see you in Chi-Town, Willie. Okay. Now, sorry. It's about one of the town names. I think here we go. Wanker.
Wanker's Corner?
Yeah. Yeah, Wanker's Corner. This comes to us from Nick. Technically, Wanker's Corner is not actually a town, but it's an area on the edge of the town I live in called West Lynn. It's a sizable amount of land that is owned by the Wanker family. However, they pronounce it Wonker.
Oh, of course they do.
Wow.
Well, then why don't they spell it W-O-N-K?
Who knows? Sorry about that. And Wonker's Corner doesn't really have the joy that we get out of Wanker's Corner.
right.
Okay. Well, thank you for the correction.
We didn't mention Knock'em Stiff, Ohio either. Have you heard of that chick?
I have not.
Yeah.
It's got Northeast Ohio written all over it, though.
Does
I don't know a lot about
it. I don't know. Coming up, we have a Knock'em boxer in the news.
I think Tom's on to something else. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah. please elaborate.
If you go back and listen to that, you would laugh until you cry.
Yeah.
Yes, that's very good. Anyway. Yeah.
You're always 8 steps in.
All of a sudden, I a little callback.
We're all blurry in year 2020 vision, baby.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all. Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from Top of the Rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.